Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush bunts for an out with unknown description. Culler moves to second. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Coslow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry, who is chasing the ball. Lockman reaches third base with a triple. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rush. Gordon scores. Mize moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to third. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Westrum reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clarence Maddern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddern is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddern hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow strikes out. 1 out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush fires to first and picks off Lockman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cliff Chambers now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 2 in the game. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattern hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skeffing hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Cliff Chambers. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 3 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 3 in the game. Mattern strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.